I just didn't think mothers counted during Father and Son Week, that's
no.
all.
Hey, you're going to be there, aren't you?
Absolutely, I wouldn't miss it. I'm looking forward to it more than you are.
That's not possible. Dad, hurry up.
Okay, we're off. Father and Son, future champions.
Remember, no holes in one until Mary and I get there. Oh, Mary, step on it.
How about a little side bend?
Okay. The loser drives next time we double date.
Okay.
The loser. The winner gets the back seat.
Have you started yet? Are we in time?
Number one foursome, Stone and Son, Smith and Son. On the
just
team, please.
Time. We're off. Just luck.
Good luck.
Foursome, Williamson, Son, Baker
and Son. Good luck. Oh. Jeff is so nervous, I hope he remembers which end of the golf club to use. That goes for your father, too.
All right, now, let's flip for
it. Oh, okay. Hey, we win! Prepare for defeat. Here, Dad.
Operation Golf Trophy.
Dr. Stone, an emergency call for Dr. Stone. Please call your exchange immediately.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that's the rub of the green.
You're getting behind in the sugar department.
I guess I was thinking of something else, Mom.
How many of these beauties do you think the fathers and sons can consume at the lunch tomorrow, What do you think, Jeff? Four apiece?
Guess so.
Although I've seen your father put away six without blinking an eye.
No, he's not coming to the luncheon.
He's not?
Tomorrow's his clinic.
No, he said he'd come right after, as soon as he can get away.
Sure.
Look, Jeff, I know you were disappointed this
afternoon. Mom, you don't have to baby me. I'm used to it by now. Besides, it was just an old golf tournament.
That's right. And there'll be other father and son events all week long.
There'll be a house call for every one of them.
Hello? Just a minute, please, Smitty. Keep it short. I'm expecting a phone call.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Smitty.
Well, sure.
I'm okay. It was just a golf game, not the end of the world. Hey, hold on. Mom, is it okay if I go bowling tonight? I finished my homework.
Sure.
Oh, good. It's okay, Smitty. Now, come on by here. I'll be ready anytime. Well, sure, you can come along. I like your dad. Oh, gee, I don't know. He isn't home yet. He's on another house call. Yeah, I'll ask him. If he gets back in time.
I'm sure he'll be home in time.
Oh, Mom, with my luck, the kid's probably having German measles. In Germany.
Mother, you know, when I get married, it's going to be to someone with a nice 9-to-5 job and his weekends off.
Unfortunately, Cupid does not work on such special orders.
Well, no, I mean it. Well, when he asks me to marry him, I'm going to say, and what time do you get home from work? And then he'll say, 5 o'clock sharp, my love. You will never have to burn a dinner waiting for me. And then I'll say, in that case, my darling, I am yours till death do us part.
Am I intruding?
Oh, not at all. Mary is just accepting a proposal.
From the invisible man?
No, from someone who comes home in time for dinner and everything else.
Sorry, honey. Just one of those days, I guess.
You know, dear, the first 10 years we were married, I was upset when you came home late for dinner.
And you're not anymore?
Nope. You are no longer late for dinner. You're just extremely early for breakfast. Hola, for breakfast. Try the flam chops.
Well, they look delicious, dear.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. It's a tough break about the tournament.
Oh, forget about it. It wasn't your fault. Dad, Smitty and I are going bowling tonight.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing is, his dad's going too.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I was wondering if, well, I know you're tired and everything.
Well, Jeff, I'm in need of a little exercise.
You'll go?
We'll murder him.
Great.
Mom, have you seen my...
I don't know where they are. What'd you do with them?
Well, Mom, if I knew what I did with them, I wouldn't have to ask you, would I?
Well, honey, I have them, so I can't tell you.
What are you talking about?
Bowling shoes.
Barry, go help him find his shoes, huh? Oh, but Mother, I'm expecting a phone call.
Well, then you can look near the phone. Come on.
Alex, you're exhausted.
No, I'll be fine. Besides, he has a right to have a father in the family, as well as a doctor. Same as you have a right to a full-time husband.
I'm satisfied. Huh. Which is more than I can say for your appetite.
Hello? Oh, Mrs. Hartley. No, I'm very sorry. She isn't in now. She went to a meeting. Yes, I'll tell her. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, Smitty, Mr. Smith, please come in.
Well, you better tell him to shake it up if we're ever going to get an alley. Oh,
Jeff!
All set!
Well, your father couldn't make it, huh? That's par for the course.
Well, son, doctors don't punch time clocks, you know.
Well, all I meant was...
Besides, who said he couldn't make it?
You mean he's going to come?
Yep.
Hey, great, we'll have a ball.
A bowling ball.
Well, that was a spare joke.
Didn't strike you, huh?
Just wasn't down my alley. Are you going to wake him?
No, he was up all last night on house calls.
Come on, be my guest.
Regent Hotel, and you ought to be more careful about dialing wrong numbers this time of night.
Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. What are you doing here?
Well, I guess I must have dozed off for a minute. Where's Jeff? We better get going.
Oh, Daddy, they left hours ago. I thought you were gone with them.
What? What time is it?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Oh, no. Now, why didn't Jeff wake me up?
Well, he knew you were tired. He probably didn't have the heart. But don't worry, Daddy. Jeff went with Mr. Smith and Smitty.
Well, then he should have waked me up.
Daddy, Jeff is a big boy. Now, stop worrying.
No, I'm fine, honey. You run along to bed. Now, it's late.
Well, I was kind of expecting a phone call from Barry.
Barry? Who's Barry?
I've mentioned him to you 100 times, Daddy.
Really?
Yes, and in fact, I introduced him to you in front of the market the other day. Really, aren't you even interested in who I go out with?
Of course I am. I just slipped my mind there for a moment. I guess I've struck out in the father department on all fronts today.
I was just teasing, Dad. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Bye, Smitty. Bye, Mr. Smith. Thanks a lot.
Jeff.
Oh, hi, Dad. Have a good snooze?
Well, why'd you run out? I just closed my eyes for a second.
Oh, gee, Dad, you were out cold. But it's okay, don't worry.
You should wake me.
Well, gee, Dad, for a bowling game? It's not that important.
Well, how about tomorrow night?
Oh, gee, Dad, I can't. There's something I gotta do. I better hit the sack.
Hi!
Oh, hi,
hello. Honestly, those meetings, we don't get anything accomplished. The girls just talk. What's the matter?
Oh, I fell asleep and Jeff had to go bowling without me.
Oh. Well, why don't we have a father and son get-together right here? I baked chocolate cake this afternoon. There's vanilla ice cream in the freezer. How about it?
How much frosting?
It's a deal.
I'm sold.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, the doctor's on. Oh, Mrs. Haynes. Dr. Brady's taking my calls this evening. Emergency, huh? Well, what's wrong with Jimmy? Dull, listless, no spirit, no temperature, no pain, good appetite? Well, Mrs. Haynes, those symptoms sound very familiar. As a matter of fact, I have a case like that right here, and I recommend the same treatment. One large dose of chocolate cake and ice cream. Yes, ma'am, that doesn't work. You call me. Bye. Good night, Miss Haynes. I believe I ordered a prescription.
This way to the pharmacy.
Prepared for anything, including an invasion.
Well, I was kind of expecting a phone call.
What?
I was kind of expecting a phone call.
Oh, from, Larry.
Barry, but you were close. How was the father and son luncheon?
Oh, it's all right, I guess. I got there just in time for dessert.
Oh, Daddy.
No, I couldn't help it. Oh, thank you.
What are you doing home so early?
Well, I rearranged the office schedule a little. Going bowling with Jeff. Where is he?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you're supposed to meet here.
Maybe he forgot.
It'll be a justifiable lapse of memory.
Daddy, he probably had to stop someplace on the way home.
You know, it's ironic. I spend my life taking care of other people's kids, and I haven't any time left for my own.
Daddy, don't let it get you down. You certainly can't change your profession. You're just too sensitive. I'll bet Jeff is on his way home right now. He'll probably be here any minute. Hello. It's the hospital.
Hello. Yes. I see. All right, I'll be right there.
Well, when Jeff comes home, I'll explain.
Thanks. Honey, if you ever have a son, I want you to raise him to be a retired coin collector.
Mother, we've got to do something. You should have heard him. I tried to reassure him, but he is absolutely convinced that he is nothing but a delinquent father. Honey, I'm sure it isn't that bad. Oh, it is, Mother. It's terrible. Mary, the biggest part of being a parent these days is worrying about what you're doing wrong raising your children. Oh, honey. Hello, Mother. Hello, Dad.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hello, honey.
Can I get you some coffee?
No, thanks.
Are you all right?
Oh, sure. I'm fine. Where's Jeff?
At the high school for rehearsal.
Rehearsal?
Yeah, for the show. He told you about it. Final event, Father and Son Week.
Maybe he's planning to invite another father.
Oh, well, like, stop it. Jeff understands.
Oh, honey, I've disappointed the poor kid so often lately that...
Well, now, you know how to get your mind off your problems. Put your hands to work.
I think I'll just wash them.
Oh, hi, Smitty. Hi, Smitty. Jeff isn't here.
Well, I know. I just think I left something here.
Oh. Well, what was it? Maybe I've seen it.
Well, it was a piece of equipment for a hi-fi set. It was a cable, about this long.
Oh. How long was it?
Well, about like this.
Uh-huh. And what was it made of? Was it one of the new materials, or was it rubber? Oh, they've made the most wonderful synthetics lately. Have you noticed? I mean, every time you walk into a store, you'll see these wonderful...
Well, I'm off. Curtain goes up in 30 minutes.
Good luck, sweetheart.
Thanks, Mom. Wish me luck, Dad.
You'll be great, Jeff.
Hey, I'll see you backstage after the show.
I'll be there.
Barring an epidemic of jungle fever.
Including jungle fever. I have two doctors covering my calls tonight. I'm so good.
Well, see you there, Dad.
Bye-bye, Jeff.
Daddy, would you please finish him for three?
Where?
Oh, I'm so nervous for Jeff tonight. I hope everything goes all right.
Tonight, nothing can go wrong.
Don't answer.
It can't be.
Daddy, if that's for you, I'm going to scream. I'm going to rip that phone right out of the wall. Dr. Stone's residence. Barry?
never thought we'd make it.
No faith. That's the trouble with you two. We're not only on our way, we're early enough to get the best seats in the house.
I didn't think you were speeding.
I wasn't.
Well, then what is it?
We're about to find out.
Dr. Stone?
Yes.
I thought I recognized you. We need some help. There's been an accident down at 4th and Green.
Well, I'm not on call. Let me just send for an ambulance.
Yes, sir, but there's a small child involved and she needs immediate attention.
Okay, I'll follow you.
I think we were a smash.
Are you kidding? We were sensational. You didn't see my dad out there? He was standing up and hollering.
Yeah, I didn't see my folks, so did you see him up there?
Well, the lights were pretty bright.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys were just great. Just great. If you were funny, you got lots of laughs.
Yeah.
And Jeff, your song was fine.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Smith. Say, did you see my folks out there?
Well, no, I didn't. You know, that crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your mother's waiting. Shall we go?
Well, go on ahead. My folks will be here any minute. I'll see you over at Parker's. Okay, bye, Smitty.
Bye, Mrs. Smith.
Mr. Smith, he said you were great in the show. Sorry I missed hearing you. But Jeff, that wasn't an apology. I'm really sorry. Jeff.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, it does matter. It matters a great deal to me that you don't appreciate the decision I had to make. Maybe I'm a little disappointed too, Jeff. Maybe I've expected too much of you. A little girl is alive tonight because I decided to act as a doctor rather than a father.
Jeff, why don't you do the number for your dad?
We'll back you up, won't we, fellas?
Sure.
I can't. I think he'd like to hear it.
Isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad. Now here is a man. To me, he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong, my dad. My dad. Now he understands. When I bring him troubles to share, he's always there, my dad. When I was small, I felt 10 feet tall. When I walked by his side, and everyone would say, that's his son, and my heart hope that someday my own son will say, my dad. Now here is a man.
Mother, do you have a handkerchief?
For heaven's sake, Mary, this is supposed to be a...
I can hardly believe it.
You can believe it. This is our day. No house calls, no hospital calls. I told Alma, as far as I was concerned, today there is no Dr. Stone. Just call me Mister.
Even for emergencies?
Jeff, I have so many doctors covering me, if they ever got together, it would look like a convention.
You know, I still can't believe it.
Jeff, nothing. But nothing can interfere with our golf today. Nothing. I mean nothing.
Hey, did the show in your ear?
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.